Good morning, everybody. So this is my last Saturday for the summer, because Monday morning I am leaving to Sri Lanka for 3 months. So you have to take care of the temple with Bhikkhuni Vimala and other monastic. So until I return home, if I do. If not, just continue. So who knows, right? We cannot predict about the life. I remember last Saturday, the Bhante Dhamma Vansha, who came from Florida, he was talking about two streams. One, he was talking about going downstream. Do you remember? Other one, he was talking about going upstream. So just imagine your life in this society, Western world. So how you condition your mind. So we have to have all the material things to make our life happy and peaceful. So I can say, all of us are working so hard to make this life better and good experience. So we have to have enough food to eat, then we have to have a place to live, we have to have a car to drive, we all have expectation to have a good life. Now I can say, all of us, including myself, and we have enough. We have enough. Sometimes we have most expensive bed to sleep. Sometimes we don't have time to sleep. I have that experience too. I have a bed, but I don't have enough time to sleep. So it is so funny. And sometimes we have most expensive watch, but we don't have time to watch. And so now we have things, but still people are not happy. So then I feel there is something missing. So I heard so many stories from the people. Always we are trying what other people doing everyday life. So think about your life. Whatever your friends did when you are in the school, you did the same thing. Whatever your parents did, maybe you follow the same thing. Sometimes they are good things, sometimes they are little harmful or negative things. So going downstream is very easy. Most of us, so many years, we went for the downstream. Think about when you are in the stream, we just go with the flow. That's the, you know, the Western world. Just go with the flow. It is okay to go with the flow if it is something beautiful, something beneficial, not harmful. But most of things we are doing in our life, when we go with the flow, many people, especially young people, they are doing things what other people, you know, what other people do. Then what will happen? We are just go with that flow, and downstream, then what happened? We end up in misery, end up sad, disappointed, and physically being sick. So I heard a couple of friends, they start to use drugs because of friends. The friends, they did it because I was thinking I want to try it too. So then my friends, they were smoking, then I was thinking I want to smoke too. Then my friends are drinking, I want to drink too. Whatever other people do, I felt comfortable to do that. Then I thought my life is good because then I become a part of it. Otherwise, I am separated. That's what they believe. Now, what happened? Whatever they believe like that, they did every day those things. Then what was the result? What was the result? Misery. That's the result. So then what happened? Now you have things, you have material things, you try everything other people trying. Then after you experience, then you get tired. Now being in misery, you are tired. oh, this is not good. I want to have a good sleep. I want to relax. I want to have a peaceful life. Then you are thinking and thinking, what I'm going to find? What I'm going to have my life now? Then now we are in the modern world. You go to computer and Google. You are Google, type meditation, relaxation, finding peace, finding happiness. You know, you put so many keywords on Google. Then you find something. Then blue lotus pop up. Right? So, then what you are doing, then you are thinking, oh, blue lotus temple, middle of the Woodstock. I cannot believe there is a temple or meditation center. So, then you are thinking, now I want to go and find out some peace and happiness. So, this is my story I heard from somebody. Somebody Googled, after tired being in misery, looking for a place to go and find some peace, then the blue lotus came. Okay? Then he was thinking, I'm going to see the temple. Then what? First day, what he did, he drove around the temple. Right? He saw the board, then one day he saw a monks, you know, the walking, and so then one day he saw some flags outside, and then he was thinking, I am going to inside the building. Then still he's not comfortable. Second time he came, he drove around again. Third time he came, and he stopped the park, the car outside, and almost came to the door. Then he felt nervous. Then he returned home. Then he sent me a message. So I almost came to the door, but I felt so nervous, I returned home. I don't know what inside. Then I said, be comfortable, come back. So then he came. And then he, the first day, he said, after I come here, he sat down far away in the back row. Why? Still nervous. How many people, how many times you did that? He said, I sat far away. I don't want to even participate. And because I'm not sure, maybe this is a cult. And right, some people believe that. So then he was sitting there and listening to a talk and practicing meditation. Then, you know, after meditation, he said, everybody was very friendly, kind, loving, introduced each other. You helped me so much. And then he said, then I'm little by little, I'm coming toward the Buddha. Right? Then next day I came and middle row I sat down. So that's how we all did when you come to the temple. How many people had the nervous feeling first time when you come to the temple? How many people? See, all of you. We don't know what it is. Even I was nervous first time when I come to this temple. I don't know what it is. And so that's our human feeling. That's okay. Can you believe that person, he start to come, I can, you know, think like almost 6 years ago. Now he's a very active member of the Blue Lotus Temple. I cannot believe how much he changed. So most of us, when we feel misery, difficult, having all the material things in our life, still we are looking for something. First time when you come to the temple, that's how you behave. I totally understand. Now little by little, when you come towards me, or when you come towards the Buddha, that means, what is that means? You are getting close to the Buddha. So that your mind and your heart and the Buddhas are getting close to each other. So you are so comfortable. You are so comfortable. So just imagine going downstream is very easy. Everybody can jump into that automatically, freely you are flowing downstream. When you come upstream, something little, come to the temple. How difficult? How difficult? Then they said the first day as a question is so difficult. Very difficult to ask the question. So then I'm thinking, if I ask a question, people think I'm stupid. Maybe I'm not smart enough to ask this question. So I don't want to ask. Then people think, you know, maybe I will ask later. Then they come to me, then they don't want to ask the question. Then they decide, no, I will go home and email to him. So that's how we all human beings, when you are searching, I call the truth seekers, when you are seeking something, that is the way we behave. I think that is normal. That's totally fine. Now what I'm suggesting you, now you are here. Now, this beautiful place you created, you spend your money, your time, and your energy. You are here. Don't lose this chance again. Don't go to downstream again. I can see this is very unfortunate. Some people, being in downstream, finally they figure out. Then they come, you know, little by little they are going upstream. After practicing for a while, then they are going again to the downstream. Did you experience that too? So once in a while, people go into the downstream. Then second time when you go to the downstream, very difficult to get you back. So I experienced with a couple of people, it's so hard when second time when they jump into the downstream, getting that person back, I had to work so hard to bring that person back. So why this is problem back and forth happening, going downstream, going upstream, again going downstream, again come upstream. So our confidence is not, you know, the shaking, still not sure. Now when you come here and practice, you sat far away in the back row. Now day by day you feel comfortable and doing this. What you are building up in your life? In the beginning it sounds like a faith. But more than faith, you are building confidence about your practice. Now, think about all the people who come to the temple last few years. Now you keep coming. Sometimes I want to chase you out, but so difficult. Just kidding. So why? You are so comfortable here. Even I am asking you to go away. You never do that because you want to come. No, we are coming. Why? You are so comfortable. So what I really want to see in your path, in your spiritual journey, you are comfortable here. You feel confidence about your journey, about your practice. If you don't have that, then we have to address it again. You have to address that again. So build that confidence. So think about many years of your practice. Later, maybe next year, I will come to you and say, oh, I am very sorry. Last 10 years, whatever I talk here, everything is wrong. That's my foolishness. I misguided you, right? When I say that, how do you feel? I ask somebody, how do you feel? Then she said, Bhante, something wrong with you. We have to take you to the hospital. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear. Even I say a few years later, don't do this. Don't do the meditation practice. Totally wrong. That's not right. You telling me, no, that is not true. I am so confident about my practice. I am doing well. Now you go and take care of yourself, I am fine. So if all of you understand this truth like that, I feel I helped you, I supported you, I made this temple. So my message this morning, always ask a question, am I comfortable here? Do I build my confidence about my practice? So if you have that feeling, that is very powerful. If you don't have that confidence, please come and we can make a private appointment. We can sit down and we can talk about what kind of questions you have, what kind of answers you need to have. Okay? So what is the important thing? Build the confidence. If you are still not sure, that's fine. But work on that. Then you can bring your life to the upstream day by day, moment by moment. Any questions about that? How do you feel about it? Tell me about your confidence. Let's talk about your confidence, about your practice. Yes, yeah?
I feel so confident that it almost doesn't matter what other people say.
Right. That's something beautiful. That's how we have. It doesn't matter how other people think about our practice, how other people talk about our practice. It doesn't matter. If you are totally comfortable with your practice, that is enough. That is very powerful. And other thing we have to understand, when you do this spiritual journey, many people don't appreciate it. Don't appreciate it. They think something wrong with us. Right? When you meditate, sometimes people think, what are you doing? What is wrong with you? That's how some people, you know, they believe. So when you come to this spiritual journey, like young people, like them, right? So many among your friends, they are not supporting you, they are laughing. But when you have confidence about your practice, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because you are very sure about your practice. Any other comments? Yes.
Yeah, I think that meditation is kind of tricky in a way because when you first start it, it doesn't seem like anything is happening. I mean, you can do it for weeks and it's
right.
Like, what am I doing?
Right.
And the only time you're really going to start seeing the effects is when you do it for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. I think maybe a lot of people don't see.
I think here other problem, everything is fast paced. So when you come to the Blue Lotus first day, you are, imagine, I'm going to enlighten right away. It is not, you know, always, I'm, you know, John said too, you know, it's a, slowly is holy, right? You have to keep doing it. So now I'm 31 years being a monk, still difficult, but keep trying, don't give up. So if you start it today, tomorrow will be fine. So you had to put some time and energy. Now think about Jim, you know, how many years you are coming. Now you feel comfortable. In the first day, no, not at all. Because there is nothing happened. You are just sitting and sitting and sitting and waiting for something. Nothing happened. So another problem, we think when you practice meditation, something will come and, you know, like something beautiful. It is not. First day is not like that. Maybe totally disappointment. Anything else?
I'm kind of with Jim. I was thinking that too. Sometimes, you know, the kaphas, I've had kaphas in my practice for a long time. But sometimes I'm not so confident in everything I do in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So my life doesn't always work the way I want it
mm-hmm.
to. But I've always had the confidence in my practice. So to keep going through it,
yeah.
You know, and that's the nice thing about it. And I didn't have it right away.
I'm so glad you are coming last 10 years. Yeah, you are doing good. Anything else? Any? So if you have any question you want to ask later, please come and ask. Any of the monastic can find the answers. I know sometimes you are not comfortable to ask your question in the middle of the people. So it is very important to make sure you are confident about your practice. So otherwise it's not good. Okay. Okay, now today we have a special guest.